Good morning. What's going on, buddy?
Not much. Chef Eric hooked me up with some caffeination today. Thank you, Chef Eric.
Check out this thing.
Yeah, doing it for spreading the joy to yourself and everybody here in the studio today.
Well, I'm thinking this is just the trick right here. What do you do there, Shaq? Because you've got the Jumbo Grande something.
You know what? I hadn't seen one this big. I thought maybe this was to pour in, you know, like when you make a big glass of something.
Yeah,
and you kind of mix it around and pour it to everybody. That's kind of what I thought.
Like a carafe.
Yeah.
Can I get a full carafe of frozen caramel latte?
Yeah.
It's what you need.
Eric's noticed I've been, you know, a little slow lately.
If I bring him a normal size one, he has it drank like a minute into the session, so
I
figured I'll try to stretch it out a little longer.
Everybody needs to come on by today. I'll be bouncing off the walls. I guarantee it, the size of this thing. See, can you order them this big?
Yeah, you could.
I guess just call this the quart. Yeah. Go ahead and give us a quart of...
That's funny. Well, hey, it does the trick right there. What kind this is the hot version.
Yeah, you've got the hot version, so you've got the toffee caramel mocha latte. Mm-hmm. We've got the frozen version of it. Again, that's our number one. That's our number one seller right now. You can get it hot, iced, frozen. And if you don't like all of those flavors mixed together, you can separate everything out. So if you just want a caramel latte, a toffee latte.
Does somebody just come in and just say, I just want a coffee black?
Yeah.
We sell a
lot of we still got a lot of coffee. And, you know, right now, through the end of the month, anybody that comes in and buys any size coffee, I will give them a free original glazed donut through the rest of the month.
For real?
Yeah. So
Cool.
Yeah, any size coffee. And I'll give you a free original glazed donut to go with it.
One thing about
what a great pairing.
Well, I mean, it's simple. And you know what? In this day and age of when it seems like maybe we're all divided, one thing that unifies us is Krispy Kreme original glazed donut.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great thing. So why not celebrate today? Hey, maybe when you get the kids after school, swing on by Krispy Kreme and take advantage of that deal. Now, I know Valentine's is coming up, Chef Eric.
It is. And, man, we're really producing a lot of heart donuts right now and selling a lot of heart donuts. But we'll have those all the way through Valentine's Day. So we've got a pink heart, we've got the red one, we've got the sprinkled hearts as well, and then we've got some great little gifts in the store. So I've got a little red heart shaped mug, and some other fun stuff, the stocking stuffer, certificates, all kinds of great stuff. So come in, pick up some donuts, pick up some gifts, and you're ready to go.
Well, I'm
swing up
you.
To Black Diamond and buy her a Harley.
Well, that's the way to do it right there.
Yeah.
So Krispy Kreme's got it going on, and then I just want to give you all a reminder that, you know, there's heart-shaped donuts that have the little sugar cube eyeballs.
They do have the sugar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then after that, Shad, you know what I set my eyes to is the leprechaun donut.
Yeah. The leprechaun. It won't be long, will it?
It won't be long, and they'll have the little sugar belt buckle, which is wonderful.
How come Kent knows all this stuff?
Oh, I know this. I know this stuff.
Before it even comes out, before we announce this stuff, Kent's already, he can remember from last year.
I have the hookup. And by the way, guys, it's not ready for air yet, but I just want to let you know that I do have the apple fritter jingle.
Nice.
I'm writing it last week.
It is done.
Yeah. It's just not been laid down yet. And before I give it to you guys, I want to make sure it's processed correctly and, you know, it's good to roll.
Okay. I'm excited about that. Yeah, I'm excited.
Well,
do you like sing it with your mouth full of one?
I don't.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's going to be a plus for you guys or what's going to happen here. It may get shared for whatever reason on social media, but it is coming. So I wanted just to let you know that.
I'm excited.
But the other deal is this: after you get your donuts from Krispy Kreme, hey, it's time to head on over. You guys, I was there yesterday, last Saturday from 2 to 4. And what amazes me, how many times you blow the train whistle and honk the horns of the motorcycles. People are buying Harleys right now.
We did. You know, last Saturday we sold 9.
We did.
I think
Saturday before that as well.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, the weather was nice last Saturday. It was in the 40s, so it was good riding weather and stuff out there.
Yeah, so 9 last Saturday in the 40s, and, you know, that'll translate to about 15 this Saturday in the 60s.
Exactly. It'll be crazy. And it's Sunday, we sold 4. We've been selling them every day. Yeah, people are, you know, I think people are excited. There's a lot of changes going on, you know, right now. With everything in the United States, so I think a lot of people are kind of excited about what's going on.
Harley's put out a really good product.
They got the best product they've ever done, and so it's a great time. They've got great interest rates. It's a perfect time to buy a bike.
You can get those 107s.
We've got a lot of inventory.
We
got a lot of inventory, and we got a lot of some really great cool stuff. Great pre-owned also. Some really cool pre-owned stuff.
That was my question. Last week, we had a pre-owned blowout, and you had these big twins under 10 grand. Are you still kind of carrying that over with that deal right there?
One good thing about it, you know, we sold a bunch of them, but we still got a bunch of trade-ins. Mm-hmm. So we still got other ones now, you know. Mm-hmm. So we'll always have some around there. We'll always have some very nice ones. We take them through service, get them all, you know, all the oil's changed and waxed up, cleaned up, ready to go for the year. So so it takes us a couple days to get them back out there on the floor. But come on through, because our inventory changes daily. There's no doubt.
If you were there last Saturday, like you, Ken, I mean, it's turned over again since then. I mean, with the 14 or 15 bikes last weekend, that means there was 14 or 15 trades. So, you know, looks different again today.
And the other thing is this, guys, you know what? I would come over to Black Diamond Harley-Davidson, especially have a beautiful lady that you're trying to impress, and get some of that Harley-Davidson merchandise, like jewelry and stuff like that. That's always
absolutely
on sale.
Get some for Valentine's Day.
Did you see that on my Facebook page, Kent? The last of the true Black Diamond Harley-Davidson Swarovski crystal belt buckle. Last one in the country. We searched the country coast to coast to find my wife one of those.
Yeah.
We lucked out and got two of them.
Yeah.
So there's one left. The only one left out there.
Really?
The only one left out there.
Wow.
That's cool.
More rare than a Bigfoot sighting.
You know what? And you just told your wife what she got for Valentine's Day. You just opened your mouth there. Screwed that one
way
up.
Way to go.
Well, one good thing about it, he'll have to buy her something else. He can come in there and pick out something else. But no, it is. It's a great place. Come and get your wife, your girlfriend, or your wife's girlfriend, or whoever you know you need to get a gift for. You can come in and get them for anybody.
Yeah, trouble with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're rolling in daily. I mean, everything's rolling in daily. Different trucks every day. So even the motor clothes inventory's turning over daily. We moved the floor around yesterday to make room for all those. We got 10 new ones this week.
We had to shuffle
the floor around to make room for those. So
yep.
Shuffle the clothes to make room for some bikes. So
I guarantee we got more Screaming Eagles and stuff than anybody around.
Custom bikes. Yeah, we're loaded.
We got some really cool stuff.
Well, there you go.
Out there.
Hey, Valentine's headquarters over here. One thing I mentioned last week, what you could do is you could get your Dustin Lynch concert tickets and put them in your Valentine's card. But Doug Deaton is here with Pepsi. And Doug, you know, this concert is coming up here next Sunday night. Are there still tickets available for this?
Can't I tell you what, it's been crazy. And you've seen it, I'm sure, on Facebook and everything else. But, you know, we started out Dustin Lynch, which is amazing. Then we added Walker McGuire. We added local Marion native Aaron Smith.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this week, Murphy 500's joined.
All right.
I mean, this concert just keeps getting bigger and bigger. You know, it's been a while, I think, in Southern Illinois since we've had a concert that is sold out, and we're close.
Well, okay. I can tell you now, if you've seen the stage and stuff that they're putting in here, you're not going to be able to put a ton of people in there. Biggest thing we've ever done inside the warehouse, that's for sure. Yeah,
I'm excited.
He can hang from the rafters if he wants.
Okay, great.
I can tell you that. That's just a kind of a tease, but yes, he can hang from the rafters.
Cool.
He's bringing a whole stage like he does on his
arena show.
It's going up in the warehouse right now.
He's going to be up there hitting that big ass fan you guys got up there.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the name of it, by the way.
It is. Yeah. That's the name of it. But it is. It's crazy. We had a bunch of people come in yesterday buying tickets.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be big. This is going to be a good show.
Mark over there in the warehouse made some extra room, and I mean, we're almost full. I'd say if you don't get your ticket, you know, today, tomorrow,
you're going to have them next week.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you get it. Go over there to the dealership. It's $15. I mean, you guys, seriously, that is a deal and a half, because we had to go see Dustin Lynch last year. We had to go see him with Luke Bryan opening up. And let me tell you, that was not $15. That was not a $15 ticket. So.
Well, he's with Florida Georgia Line, I think, this year.
Yeah, he's with Florida Georgia Line right now.
Wow.
Yeah, who's out there.
So, might not see him here in Southern Illinois. It's coming up next Sunday night. The next
day. No school.
Yeah. President's Day. So, it's kind of like a fun little Sunday night concert going on. What time doors open, Doug?
I think 5:30 is when we're going to start piling everyone in.
So, general admission means if you want to get up front, you know, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
I'd get in line now.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to get up there close, you can come and help set the stage.
We need help, and then, you know, we'll send Eric over with some Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Once I get to my office, I'm good.
Why don't y'all do that? Hey, come on over to Black Diamond Harley-Davidson. I'll be there tomorrow in the afternoon, 1 to 3, and if it gets sold out, I'll tell you, but it's one of these concerts you're not going to be able to go to the door the night of and expect to get in. Get your tickets ahead of time. Black Diamond Harley-Davidson. Get a Harley. Get a dozen Valentine's donuts.
Come on over. over and ride with John tonight. He's leaving at 6 o'clock. What time you're leaving?
Yeah. 6:30.
Yeah, we're going around 5:30. They're going to be there loading up. And so
yeah,
go
it's
for
our 10th anniversary. Today's the 10th day of the month, so we're going to kick that off this month with with the first ride of the year. It's what? So overnight low is only supposed to be 52.
Yeah, it's going to be. That's what they said. It'll be up in the 60s at, in the evening. So
every day next week, over 50.
Yeah.
I'm seeing this here on your Facebook. So that event is tonight. What time are y'all leaving?
Yeah, 4:30 to 5:30 is kind of like the social hour in the shop. We'll have some specials and whatnot in the store.
Gotcha.
And then hope to get on the road about 5:30. Dave knows we're coming, so, you know, like it on Facebook. Give me a heads up so I can give him kind of a head count. And,
right.
We will head that direction.
Cool. We're going to be heading to Morello, so even if you're running a little bit late and you want to meet the group over there or something, you're more than welcome to meet them all over there.
Come on, let's hang out and have a little fun tonight. I think a few guys from the shop are going to go with me, so it'll be a cool trip tonight.
Well, that would be a fun deal. Hey, it's always happening. There's always a party. That's why we say come join the party at Black Diamond Harley-Davidson. You all, hey, thanks for the coffee, Chef Eric, and y'all have a wonderful day today, guys.
Thanks, man.
See ya.
It's 8:25 this morning, and if you haven't heard Dustin Lynch's new song, this is it right here. It's called Seeing Red. Good morning. Kent and the Country Morning Show. A whole lot more coming up at New Country Z.